Okay, welcome back to Guidestone University and the final session. We're going to look at the final component, component number four of creating vision for your work. We're going to look at details today. So we've looked at non-negotiables already. We looked at purpose. And last session, we looked at huge goals. And now we're going to look at details. Details is a specific, vibrant, and engaging description of what it'll be like to achieve the huge goals. Details translates the vision and goals into words and pictures. In fact, the easiest way to think about it, the way that we like to think about it, it's almost as if you're writing a magazine article. You know, 20 years from now, you're writing a magazine article of what it looks like once you have accomplished your huge goals. Once you have accomplished and you're fulfilling, I mean, you're hitting on all cylinders, you're fulfilling your purpose. And so it's almost as if you want to write a magazine article. So some of you do a great job writing. We've read some of the things that you write, and you do a great job with writing. Others of you, you might think you're not a great writer, but if you sit down and you think about, man, if somebody wrote a magazine article about me or about my work or about the work that we want to do as an organization or a team, what would we want that article to say? And here's the principle. When you can see the future, when you know what the future looks like, then you can work every day toward that envisioned future. And that's what we want to help you to do, especially in this session, to bring everything together that we've worked on so far. And to say, in 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, if somebody writes an article about my work or about my organization or about my team, what does that article say? Okay, again, it translates the vision, the goals, the purpose, the huge goals from words into a picture that people can hold on to, they can see, they can believe. And so passion and emotion and conviction are all essential parts of details. So as you start thinking about what am I going to write, you can ask the following question. I'll give you a list of questions. There's 8 questions here to create details. And so this will be like a 1 to 2 page paragraph structured document, almost like whether it's a blog post, again, a magazine article, that type of thing when you get done with it. Okay, you ready? Number 1, what will the company become? Number 2, what does it look like for team members? What does it look like for team members? Number 3, how is it making clients or customers or donors, whatever type of organization you're in, how is it making them more successful? And how have they become more successful as a result of our work? Number 4. So again, we're sitting here 10, 20, 30 years from now. What do we see? What would we love to see happen? If money were no object, if there were no roadblocks to what we could accomplish, what would we love to see happen? Number 5, what does the organization as a whole look like? Number 6, what does it feel like to my team? Number 7, what should we have achieved or what have we achieved? And then number 8, we've talked about this a little bit already. If somebody writes a magazine article for a major business magazine or a major magazine or publication in your industry, what does it say? Here's a couple things I want you to think about as you create details for the organization. Be sure that you consider key areas of your company, your products, your services. And here's a few ideas. Some of them may be your leadership team. What does the leadership team look like that's able to reach the 29,035 feet, the summit of Mount Everest? What does that leadership team look like? What do they do? Where do they come from? What are they able to do? Your team is going to need to be developed into this team, or you're going to need to find those types of team members. So what does that look like? What does training look like? What does marketing look like? What does sales look like? What do communications look like? What do celebrations look like? Now, let me help you put it all together. I'm going to give you, in fact, we'll put them on the screen here for you so you can engage with it if you're watching the video. We started off with non-negotiables. In fact, we're going to use the Sony company. In the 1950s, these are the elements of Sony's vision in the 1950s. And we wanted to use a company that most of us are familiar with so you can see what they were able to accomplish. If you think about it, the 1950s was just after World War II ended. Remember, Japanese attacked us, and the Japanese had some very specific goals and things that they wanted to accomplish, and yet they were defeated. And so they're coming out of that. And in the 1950s, just a few years after World War II, this company, Sony, has this vision. I want to share components of it. So their non-negotiables were, they wanted to elevate, number one, elevate Japanese culture and national status, number one. Number two, they wanted to be a pioneer, not follow other people, and to do the impossible. Number three, they wanted to encourage individual ability and creativity. We see that in companies today. I mean, that's become kind of a culture thing in many companies today, especially technology companies. So those were their core convictions or their non-negotiables back in the early 50s. Here was their purpose: to experience the sheer joy of innovation and the application of technology for the benefit and pleasure of the general public. So they had a clear purpose for what they wanted to accomplish, both through innovation and then how do I apply technology for enjoyment of the public, the general public. So then let's look at the future for them. What was their huge goal? Their one huge goal that they had. Here it is: to become the company that is most known for changing the worldwide poor quality image of Japanese products. They wanted to take the responsibility for changing the poor quality image of Japanese products, and they wanted to single-handedly change that themselves. So that's huge goals. So when they got to details, here are some, I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but here are some core components or some key components of the, you know, the magazine type article that could be written about them today, or that was written about them in some cases even 20, 30 years ago, things that they had accomplished in a relatively short period of time as they sought to fulfill this huge vision that they had. Details. We will create products that become pervasive around the world. We will be the first Japanese company to go into the U.S. market and distribute directly. We will succeed with innovations that U.S. companies have failed at. 50 years from now, our brand name will be as well known as any in the world. We will signify innovation and quality that rival most innovative companies anywhere. Made in Japan will mean something is fine, not something is shoddy. Something is high quality, not something is shoddy. So really cool, exciting things. Again, this was written back in the 1950s, and they wanted to accomplish this themselves, and not just as an organization, but to change the perspective or the image of Japanese products in general to the world, to the marketplace. So I want to read to you one more thing. I want to read to you a vivid description that we wrote. You can read it in the book, Creating Your Business Vision, the workbook that you have there. And I want to read this to you and provide it for you so you can, again, get an idea for what this might look like. Now, we are in the process of revising this to make it even more descriptive, to write it even more like a magazine article. But this is the original one, and so I wanted you to see our original. So you can see it's still a little bit clunky in places, but I wanted you to be able to see it. So it'll help you as you write your details. Here it is. We are leading a team of coaches and counselors in the progressive development of a coaching and counseling retreat center that is associated with a coaching organization, a university, or a large corporate organization. We are leading with integrity, passion, and compassion, and making principle-based decisions, which are leading us to accomplish more than we ever imagined possible. Our team knows that we believe in them deeply and we believe in their potential. We are coaching them to grow intentionally. Consequently, the best and the brightest coaches and counselors are seeking to partner with our organization. Our coaching and counseling process and the retreat center have become the model for the coaching and counseling market. Our work is all about current and future leaders, counseling and coaching them to live with purpose, to lead with passion, to leave a legacy. The retreat center surpasses every person's imagination. It's a semi-rural therapeutic oasis that is professional yet personal. Guests are able to enjoy spa services free of charge through donor scholarships. An executive chef prepares the finest cuisine. The retreat grounds are immaculate and peaceful in every season. The furniture and decor is current and welcoming. A housekeeping team gives attention to every detail throughout the center. Teams and couples and individuals and executives discover a relaxing place to stay, providing relief and rest from the pressures of life and work. Therapeutic art experiences allow clients to process thoughts and feelings and behaviors and obtain clarity. Walking trails lead through wooded forest, and serene outdoor recreation facilitates reflection and focus. Innovative marketing and communication materials are developed both for advertising the center and for coaching and counseling sessions, workshops, training, and conferences. The center is safe, secure, and serene. Numerous conference experiences inspire clients to better understand their organizations and communities. Life planning and marriage enrichment, coach and counselor development, and team development opportunities are offered both at the retreat center and at client organizations. We are writing blogs, producing a regular podcast. We've authored numerous books to provide continual inspiration and resources to clients and organizations. Our clients and team members are deeply grateful for the positive impact that our organization has made in their life and their work. Our children are serving with us in the organization, and they're writing books and they're producing resources that are allowing them to accumulate future savings so that they can help and serve other people. They're developing their business and personal leadership potential by managing organizational projects, resources, operations, and finances. Okay? And that's it. Now, again, it doesn't read fully like a magazine article would, so we have some work to do on it. But I wanted you to see that so you can see how easy it is for you to engage and understand that and how it adds so much more richness and fullness to our goals and our purpose. You can actually see some of those things. Now, the cool thing is if you go over to GuideStoneHills.com, you can actually see how many of those things were fleshed out. In fact, at one point, we stood in the great room of our lodge and we looked out over the property. And I picked up the book where 6 or 7 years before we had written out this vision, this vivid description of what it would look like. And I began reading. And with tears welling up in my eyes, I remember thinking, it's as if we were standing in this room when we wrote out the details of our vision. It had become so much a part of our decision-making process and our thought processes that when we began looking for a piece of property, we found a property that was almost exactly as we had described it in details. Again, when you can see what the future looked like, when you can envision the future, then you can work every day toward that envisioned future. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to write out details. A 1 to 2 page vivid description of what it might look like 10, 20, 30 years from now if somebody writes a magazine article about our work or about our organization. All right? Now, here's what I want you to do. Shoot that to me in an email. I want to celebrate that with you. I want to walk with you on this path, on this journey toward your vision. So just as we've been able to turn around and see many of these things accomplished over a short period of time, we want to celebrate that with you, and we want to walk that path with you. So shoot it to me an email when you get it done. We'll be happy to take a look at it and help you at any time along the way. We'll see you in the next session.